The California recall election is a little more than a week away, and the polls are shifting daily. Because the outcome of the election could have an effect on national politics, both parties are watching it closely. NPR's Cookie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
A new poll out today shows that California voters are still leaning toward recalling their governor, but by a smaller margin than a few weeks ago.
That's true, but it's still very high. Among probable voters, a Gallup poll has 63% saying that they would vote to recall Gray Davis. Among registered voters, 55%. Now, as you say, that is down. It was 64% in early August. But it's very hard to see in a week how he pulls out of this. Every Democrat in America has been there campaigning for him. The most popular Democrat in the state, Dianne Feinstein, who was a longtime enemy of Gray Davis. He ran against her in a very nasty campaign, swallowed hard. She's been supporting him. Bill Clinton's been there. Al Gore's been there. Every Democratic presidential candidate has been there. It gives them something of a charisma boost, I think, to stand next to Gray Davis. But it is very hard to see how he gets over this number, particularly, Bob, since 900,000 people have already voted in California. So any last-minute blitz against Schwarzenegger, which Gray Davis is doing, it's hard to see how it succeeds. It's also true that the Democratic argument that has been played in California lately, that this is a Republican plan, part of a Republican plan to overturn elections that they have lost nationwide, that argument isn't selling. By 2-1 in this poll, respondents say they disagree with that.
And what are the polls saying about Arnold Schwarzenegger?
They like him. His favorables are down 20 points from early August, but they're still close to 60%. And he's had his one debate. He seems to have survived it. And even when the polls ask the question, what do you think Democrat Bustamante versus Republican Schwarzenegger? This is a very Democratic state, remember. Still, Schwarzenegger wins that. Actor versus Lieutenant Governor. Still, Schwarzenegger wins that. There does seem to be some sort of anti-democratic feeling in this poll, because even the conservative McClintock wins in a head-to-head race with Bustamante in the poll.
Does the Republican Party expect a big boost nationally if Schwarzenegger wins?
Well, look, the Republican Party is in such awful shape in California that it can't get any worse for them unless Schwarzenegger loses. To have this whole big recall happen and then lose it, I think, is true disaster for them. And they really have no statewide office. They can't just write off this state. Of course, on the other hand, if Schwarzenegger or any Republican wins, then they've still got the huge California budget crisis to deal with, and that might not be terribly beneficial to the Republican Party either.
So President Bush would presumably welcome a Republican victory in California. He's having difficulty of his own in the polls.
He certainly is. Every poll, and there have been a whole variety of them that have come out in the last week, show the president's approval ratings down considerably, disapproval of his handling of the economy, not strong approval of his handling of Iraq. There's a new Newsweek poll out today that shows it's just about even on the question of would you vote to reelect President Bush, half saying yes, half saying no. And by the way, General Wesley Clark leading the Democratic field in that poll, as he does in the Gallup poll as well. So he seems to have come out of his one debate having done very well. But as I say, California is terribly important to the Republican Party. The president can't just write it off. He needs Republicans to do well there. The best news for him is that the election's more than a year away. He needs to get some jobs into the country and get Iraq under control. That new information that the intelligence was bad going into Iraq doesn't help.
NPR's Cookie Roberts.